Okay, we're picking up from Daf Samech Amud Aleph. We're on the second line, but just to again introduce what we said before, because we're quoting an Ikad Amri, we quoted before that when a person buys new clothing, so we had a Machlokas Rav Huna and Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Huna says that it only applies where if you have no clothing that are similar to these, and Rabbi Yochanan says no, even if you have clothing that are similar to these, and you're excited about these clothing, you'll make the bracha. Now the Gemara quotes an Ikad Amri, some say that the Machlokas was a little bit differently. What was the Machlokas? Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, Lo shano ela shelo kana v'chazar v'kana. Meaning that the only time that you wouldn't make the bracha is if you bought it, if you went ahead and bought it again. Aval kana v'chazar v'kana ein tzarich levarech. So then, however, if you did buy it and returned it and bought it again, then you would not make the bracha. Okay, so one would say Shechianu if you had something similar to that. That was very similar to what we had in B'dash Rabbi Yochanan before in the other Ikad Amri. And Rabbi Yochanan here is saying, Amar afilu kana v'chazar v'kana tzarech levarech. Even if you bought it and returned it and bought it again, according to this version that we have in Rabbi Yochanan, is extremely mekel, that you would, even there you would say a Shechianu. Okay, so then we would see that would be the Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says, so we can understand from here that if a person already has the garment beforehand and he buys a similar one, then according to everyone, you would make a bracha of Shechianu. Now Gemara asks, this is a kasha from a brisa. The brisa says, if a person built a new house and he had not previously owned or inherited a house that was similar at all to this house, or and that implies that if he had not previously inherited something that was similar to those clothing, then tzarech levarech. However, if he has the house or he has clothing similar to what he had owned before, then you would not be making ein tzarech levarech. You would not be making a Shechianu. That is what Rabbi Meir holds. Rabbi Yehuda, however, says Rabbi Yehuda Omer ben kach ben kach tzarech levarech. That in both situations he would, whether if he inherited the items or not, since he didn't buy the first ones, he should say Shechianu when he'll buy the second one. So the Gemara says Bishlama Lishna Kama. Now I understand the first version of the Machlokas of Rav Huna Rabbi Yochanan, so we can say that the Machlokas Amoraim would be an exact parallel to Machlokas Tanaim. How is that? Rav Huna would hold like Rabbi Meir. Rav Huna and Rav Meir both would hold that Shechianu is not said when you buy a new garment if you had owned one that was similar to the garment before. And Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan would be holding like Rabbi Yehuda, that both Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yehuda would be holding that Shechianu is said when you buy a new garment if you owned something that existed before. So that is very good and it lines up. So the Gemara says, however, the Lishna Basra, but according to the other version, you can't say that because Bishlam Rav Huna Rabbi Yehuda. Now, I'll be able to understand Rav Huna, who says that what you make the bracha even if you had a similar item, then that would be going according to Rabbi Yehuda. However, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you would not have any shita because he says you make the bracha on a new item regardless of what you would own previously. So then, according to him, who is he holding like? Lo Rabbi Meir, velo Rabbi Yehuda. He's not going like Rabbi Meir, who held, again, that you cannot, even if you inherited such an item that was similar, you would not make the bracha, and not according to Rabbi Yehuda, who held that you couldn't have bought such an item. If you bought a similar item, you wouldn't be making the bracha. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, you're still making the bracha. Who is Rabbi Yochanan Shita going to line up with? So the Gemara says, Amar Lachar, Rabbi Yochanan is going to say, Hu hadin to Rabbi Yehuda kana v'chazar v'kana namit tzarech levarech. No, I hold that Rabbi Yehuda would agree to my psak that even if you bought it, you returned it and bought it again, you would still say Shechianu. But that's weird because the Braisa mentions only the case that they disagree where what happened where you inherited an item and then you bought a similar one. That's only to teach you Lo Diacha Kochod Rabbi Meir. That's to inform you how far Rav Meir Shita is going. How far Rav Meir goes. That even where you bought a new item, but you had had previously the similar item, so that meaning like you had a suit and you got, you bought a new suit, but you inherited the same style suit, so then you would, even there, even when I'm buying it, then I would not make a no bracha according to Rav Meir. And Rav Meir would say, even obviously, certainly, that you would, if you bought it and returned it, then there would not be that excitement, and you would not be making a new Shechianu. So the Gemara asks though, the liflugu bekana v'chazar v'kana de'ein tzarech levarech, but why don't we just say that the Braisa should mention that they disagree in a case where they bought it, returned it, and they bought it again. Rav Meir would hold that you don't need to make a bracha, and then and you'd be saying, Lahudicha kochad Rabbi Yehuda. And in that situation, you'd be telling you how far Rabbi Yehuda holds that you would say a Shechianu in that situation. Every time that you buy something new, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're making a new bracha. So the Gemara answers, Koach de'atera adiflei. It's better for the Braisa to mention Rav Meir, which is the Koach de'atera, because Rav Meir is saying that you don't need to say a shechianu. If you say the machlokas the other way, you bought it, return and bought it, then that would be a chiyah for you to say the shechianu like the shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Just to point out, though, I was happy to see Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes the El Yerabu, asked this kasha. Normally we say kalach the etera adif. We were saying that because the person is being more mekil. And Rashi quotes a famous idea that when a person is more mekil, it's a bigger chiddush. If Moshe was a big mekil in a lot of inyanim, because he was the gadol dor, he knew all the Torah, he was able to put it together and say a kula. However, the whole chiddush of kalach the etera, that's kalach the etera adif. To be machmir is nishkan chiddush. You can always say you could be machmir. I can tell you everything. I don't know any elchah shabbos. Aser, it's not a chiddush. So over here, though, the according to Rabbi Meir, he's being machmir and not saying a potential brachal of atala. So why is that kalach the etera adif? So that was Rabbi Kiva Eger's Tzarechion, according to Eli Rabba. I thought maybe Rav Shechter quotes in the name of Prima Gadim that maybe sometimes it may be a chiyuv to say, there's a shayla whether it's a chiyuv to say Shechianu or just a reshus. So if you hold, maybe that was a chiyuv to say Shechianu, that might work with this sugi over here. Either way, that's what the Gemara says, Kach Leiter Adif, and that's what the Gemara ends off over here. Continues the Gemara now. Mayvarach Alara, that even if we've said over there, if you Mayvarach Alara, even Ke'en Tova, where it's going to be good later for you. So the Gemara asks, Hey Chidabi, what's the situation where it's Ra right now, but it'll be good for you later? So Rashi says, the Gemara says, Kegon Teshakal B'dekah Be'are, where there was a flood and it destroyed your whole land, Af Al Gav D'Tava Hidladide, even though eventually it's going to be good for him. Why? Demaske Are Sirton Vishavcha. The land is going to have, Rashi says, Zevel. You're going to have, you're going to be able to use the waste of the fact that your whole land was destroyed. You're going to use that waste and you'll be able to improve it later on. However, now though, meaning so like next year it'll grow twice as good, but right now though, says the Gemara, the Hashem Yarahi, right now it's very bad for you because you just destroyed all of this year's crops, so that's not a good thing. So therefore the Gemara says that you make the bracha of Dayana Emes, even though next year it'll probably might even be better for you, so you still make the bracha of Dayana Emes. Now the Gemara continues, Vala Tova Ke'en Ra, you'll still say Baruch HaTova Ametiv. So now the Gemara asks, what's that situation? Again, where it's good now, it'll be bad for you later. So the Gemara asks, Hey Chidami, what's an example of this? Go to Ashkach Metziah. If you find something lost, if Pasha's talking about money, so if you find money, Avagav Derai Ladide, even though it could potentially be bad for you, why do Ishama Bamalka Shakal Mine? If the king hears about it, he's going to take it from you, so, and maybe even falsely accuse you for how do you find all this large sum of money. So therefore, Ashtam Yatova here, but right now you just got to find a ton of money, and it's yours, because again, it's no simanim on money, and therefore you don't have to hilchas betzia of, or maybe it was rov goyim in the city, or you don't have to give it back. Either way, whatever the situation might be, you're getting the money right now, but we're afraid you might be accused, falsely accused. The guy found $100,000 of unmarked cash, that's obviously very shady, so then maybe you'd get in trouble for it. So then we might say not to say Atova Metiv and say Dayan Emes if you get caught and be brought to jail, even though you didn't do anything. So we say, no, you, right now it's very good for you, found $100,000 in the street, take the money and be happy, and you say the bracha Atova Metiv. Continues Gemara now about the Hemshech of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ha'isam Yishuberes, Yeratzon Shetelet Eish Zachar, she give birth to a Zachar. The Mishnah said, Ha'raise Tfilah Shav, that is a wasted Tfilah. So the Gemara asks, V'lo Mehane Rachme, but why can't you daven for that? So meaning, why am I not allowed to daven for that in to daven that a boy should happen? So the Gemara says, Meisi Rav Yosef, not only that, Rav Yosef asked Akasha, from the fact that it says, V'achar yalda bas v'tikra shema dina. So the famous thing would happen with Leah, that she had her four children already, and then, sorry, six children, and then she had a daughter, it says, V'tikra shema dina, V'achar yalda bas v'tikra shema dina. So the Gemara says, what is V'achar? What is Lashon V'achar? So Amarav, Rav has a drash al achar, shedana Leah din v'atzma v'amar, Leah, made a din, so to speak. She judged herself and she said, what was the cheshbon? Shneim asar shvatim asar shvatim Yaakov. We know everyone, they all had Ruach HaKodesh. She knew that there was going to be 12 tribes from Yaakov. And she should yotzim imani. I already had 6 children. Right? Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yudah, Yisachar, Zvulun. Very good. So those are the 6 of Leah. So we say, Shisha Yotzim Imani. I already had 6. V'arba min ha-shvachos. And the other 4, Dan Naftali, Gad Asher, are from the shvachos. Hare Asar, that's 10. Im Zeh Zachar, Lo Teachodi Rachel Gasrachot. Rachel's not going to even have 2 brothers, 2 of the children. She's not going to be even worse than the Shvachos, than the maidservants. That's very embarrassing for her. So Me'ad Nefcha Labas. So right away, she davened that the boy, or potential boy that she had, was going to turn into a female. And therefore, Datikra Shmadina, and that's why it's called Dina, that Dan, she made a judgment, and this was a big titkus of Leah that she did over here. So the Gemara says 2 potential answers for why Leah was allowed to do this. Gemara first answer is, Ein Maskir and Maisa Nisim. That you can't explain a Maisa, this is a massive nace, and she was a tremendous tzaddikus, but for the Amonam, you can't say this halacha for every single person on the shuk. You can't just say every person that this should be the halacha. The second answer the Gemara gives is, Maisa Leah Besuch Aram Yom Ha'avet. This Maisa of Leah took place within the first 40 days, and the first 40 days is considered that it's not determined, the sex of the baby, the gender of the baby is not determined yet. Kidisani, how do I know this? From the Braisa that says, Shloshe Yomim Arishonim, the first 3 days after a person has relations with his wife, a person should daven that the sperm and the egg, they come connect and they'll create an embryo. From 3 until 40, you should daven that you should have a boy. Okay, if a person wants to have a boy, should daven to have a boy. However, it's a big shaila. What if a person has already 7 boys and hasn't been mekayim peruru yet? Should he daven for a girl at that point? That's a shaila. What about from 40 days until 3 months? You should daven that Rashi says the sandal is a situation where the wife is going to conceive to another baby and then it's going to be very dangerous for the first baby. How in Metzius that works in modern science, I'm not sure. From 3 months until 6 months, yivakei shrachem shaleya nefel. He should request mercy from Hashem Baruch Hu that it shouldn't be a miscarriage. Mishisha v'atisha, from 6 until 9 months, yivakei shrachem and shiyetiv shalom. Already at that point, a person is able to give birth, you should daven at the right time that it should be shat matzlachas and emerge safely. So we see that you could have davened the first 40 days, and that's what the Gemara assumes over here. I remember my granduncle once told me that there's a Midrash beferish, it was like mamish in the 9th month. So that, I guess that wouldn't work at this Ikad Amri over here, but the Midrash says, in Brachos over there, where there's a Midrash that says explicitly that it was very, very late on. So I guess I would go like the first answer of the Gemara. Fine. Either way, the Gemara says, is it really true that the first 40 days Rachmi would even there's a mitzvah if a person, the man is first to have his zera come out, then it's going to be Yoledes Nekev, it's going to be a female. Isha Mazras Tchilaf, the woman is first to have her Zara come out of it. Yoledes, then it's going to be a Zachar. So then he quotes a pasuk, Isha Kisasriya V'yalda Zachar. It says, Isha Kisasriya, when she is having her eggs, I guess, come first, that is going to create a male child. We see that it's determined on conception. So the Gemara says, Halchamayaskino, what are we answering? How are we dealing with? Meaning that's true. That's a Metzius. So you're not allowed to daven against the Metzius. It's already established already from conception. So the Gemara answers, when they both were having at the simultaneous, the man's zera and the woman's egg, so we don't know what happened first, then you would, that would be a situation where you're not sure what it is, and therefore, the Torah points out, if that's the case, then that's why you're allowed to daven all 40 days, because we don't know if that ever happened. So you're always allowed to daven that it should be a boy within the first 40 days, even though only in the Metzius of Shezriya Shnei Bavas Achas would the conception not determine the gender of the baby. But the Torah says a little plug that you're allowed to daven no matter what for the first 40 days for the gender of the baby. Okay, Gemara with the Hemshech of the Mishnah. Hayababa Derech. And he heard Kol Tzvacha, but he already says Yeratzon that it shouldn't be in my house. The Gemara said that was a tefillah. The Mishnah says it's a tefillah Shabbos. Here's more now. Tana Rabbanan, Ma'isa Behilah Zaken. It once happened with Hillel Shebaba Derech with Kol Tzvacha. He heard people shouting, and it was very scary. Everyone was scared, and no one knew where it came from. Amar Muftach Ani She'ein Zebesolch Besi. He says, I'm sure that this is not when within my house. And the pasuk says, "V'alava kasev Omer Mishmura La'ira Nachalim B'Patuach Hashem." That Hillel was such confident; he had so much emunah because Baruch Hu. And the pasuk says that a person who had the evil things aren't going to happen to person who has emunah in Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And that was referring to Hillel. All the Achronim and everyone deals with the very big yisod. Why very good, very bad things happen to Tzidikim also? So how does it do necessarily with emunah? Okay, there's a very big deep discussion in the Achronim about this. Amar Ava Kol Heichei D'Darsh Is La'Ikra. No matter how you darsh in this pasuk, Mereisha La'Sefet Midarsh B'Sefet La'Drash. Could you have it? Backwards to forwards and forwards to backwards, you can answer it at Darsh in this Pasuk and it'd be make sense. Mereisha L'Sefer Midrash, if you understand, if you start the order of the Pasuk as it's normally read, then you'll read it as what? Mishmura lo yira. Matam, so you're gonna not be afraid of any bad tiding. Why not? Anything bad happens to you? Matam, what's the reason? Because Nachali Bavatach Hashem, he has Emunah Mekash Baruch Hu, there's no reason to fear. Misay for the Reisha Darsh, you can quote the end of the Pasuk and come to the same Drasha, you'll say Nachali Bavatach Hashem, that someone whose heart is strong and he has Emunah in Mekash Baruch Hu, he has faith in Mekash Baruch Hu, then what is that Mushma Lo Yira? Then you have to fear anything. It comes out with the same Drasha of backwards and forwards and forwards to backwards. Here's Mar now. Hahu Tamilda Dave Ka'azu Basrid Rabbi Shmel Rabbi Yossi Bashuka. Tzion. Someone was walking after Bishmel in a marketplace in Tzion. Bishmel saw that he was very anxious and very scared. Amar le, did you do a sin? So, it says that only people are afraid or people are sinning. Amar le, so no. It's good to be, it said the Pasuk in Tehillim says it's, Mishle rather. A person should always be fearful. So Amar le, so he responded to him, no, that's only B'divrei Torah Ksiv. That is not with regards to, you could be afraid that you're going to forget your Torah, that's what Rashi says. However, when it comes to just being afraid of life, and just afraid of day-to-day incidents, that is just a lack of emunah, and only someone who is sinning has that lack of emunah. Okay, continues Mara now. Yehuda Barnasan of Eshakiv Azabashad Rav Himnuna, Rav Yehuda Barnasan was going after Rav Himnuna, okay, and they were going together. Isnach, Rav Yehuda Barnasan, he sighed. We've seen a lot of sighing over the past few Gemaras. Amar Le, Yisurin Ba'i Yahu Gavra Le Suya Nafshe. So why are you sighing? You want to bring Yisurin Chas V'Shalom upon yourself? The pasuk says if a person fears and then he gets scared, and then he's afraid is going to take over him, and then the pasuk says Vasher Goto Yavo Bi, and whatever I thought about is going to happen, meaning all the things I was scared about, I worried about, is actually going to happen. So he's saying, why are you thinking about these things and it's going to chas v'shalom happen to you? So he says, he responded though, you're always supposed to be scared, right? We saw this before. That was like the whole Talmud with Rabbi Shmuel. So he answered in the same way as we saw Rabbi Shmuel answer, that's only in regards to forgetting your Torah. However, when it comes to Milad Alma, when it comes to just your business and everything like that, a person is not supposed to be worried in life, have emuna, and everything will be okay with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Continues the Gemara now. Nichlas Akra, according to the Mishnah, if someone enters a city, we're going to see it maybe only a dangerous city, you should daven twice, but as I said, should daven four times. Taner Rabbanan. So the Braisa quotes, Bechzinaso Ma'omer, what tefillah does he say? Rashi points out that this is a Liba de Benazah, because we're going to see you say four tefillahs over here. You say the Hoda and the Bakasha, both, and you say Bakasha and Hoda both when you come in and when you go out, so that's like Rabbi that's like Benazah in the Mishnah. Yiratum of Nechashem Lakash, Zain of the Krav Zilashamo. You should, Hashem, you daven to him that you should come to the city safely. Nichlas Omer, if a person already came in, you say, I thank you, Kadosh Baruch Hu. You brought me into the city safely. That's the Bikesh Latzeisomer. So when you're ready to leave, so again, that's the Hodah, that's the thinking. Also, when you're ready to leave, you say, Hashem, you daven Hashem. Please, I should go out of the city, okay? Yatza, once he's already left the city, you say, Modan of Nechashem Lakaish, Tatsiyanim Bekavze Lishalom. I thank you, Kadosh Baruch Hu. You brought me out of the city safely. Uchashem Shatani Shalom. And as so, just as you take me out with Shalom, Kach Tolicheni Lashalom, Tesacheni Lashalom, Vatzin Lashalom. So too, you should lead me towards peace. You should hold me up towards peace, and you should lead my footsteps in peace as well. Sounds a little bit similar to the Shonos that we have in Tvil Sederach. Should save me from the hand of anything bad, any enemy, and any person who is coming to literally ambush me, and meaning anything bad from someone who's coming against me there on the Derech. Amar of Master, Rav Nasa said, then they only said that you should daven like this in a city where they don't just judge for, they don't really have a system of judgment, a fair system, of a legal system. They'll just execute you if they think that you've done anything wrong. But b'krach, should daven v'argin bo, however, a krach, a city in which they have a normal judicial system in which they'll judge you first and then they'll execute you if you've done something really bad, lay slam ba, then we're not concerned with that. However, the Gemara says, ikadam rav nasna filu b'krach, should daven os v'argin bo. It says, even a city in which they'll judge and execute people, meaning that it's a fair judicial system, sometimes it's something you get accused of a random thing that you didn't do at all, so there you should even dive in there. So two neshonas. One is a city like, a place like North Korea you have to be afraid of, or Ukraine, or third world countries where they don't really judge you fairly, they could just arrest you and you have no trial and you're done. Then you should say this tefillah. However, the other one is, no, even in a normal country, you don't want a normal country out of the place that does have a fair judicial system, you sometimes could be accused falsely, not have witnesses, and be stuck and thrown in prison falsely, so you should always be davening this tefillah. Those are the two lashonos like a mark. Here's more now. Someone who goes into a bathhouse, you say a tefillah. What is a tefillah? Save me from this danger of going into the bathhouse and anything that's similar to this danger. Nothing bad should happen to me, and if something bad will happen to me, then the death should be an atonement for that. I should get a kapara through the fact that I'm going to die. So it says Gemara, Barabaya, lo limineshon hachu, you saw this already, Barabaya, de lo leftach pume de satan, that a person should not say something which the satan could judge him and then give him and say, oh, yo, the person's saying that he might get injured in this bathhouse, let me actually injure him. We saw this with regards to the hesped that he said, a person says in Daf Yates, that a person says, I didn't get punished one in a thousand is what I've deserved. That's what the Avil says. So Abaya says, no, don't say that because then you're going to get punished. The satan will open his mouth and then he's gonna punish you. Damar Shlaki, so what's the raya for this? Never open your mouth to the satan for him to say, oh, really, what he just said I should do? Because, how do we know this? The pasuk in Yeshayahu, the pasuk says, Yeshayahu is comparing Klal Yisrael to Sodom and Amora, saying how bad they were. So what does the pasuk answer? So after that, Hashem calls them the Kitzin and Sodom, the heads of Sodom, showing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered them in kind. You called yourself like Sodom? I'm going to refer to you as Sodom. So never open your mouth to the Satan. Rebao al-legabe b'nei, Rashi says that means a merchat. So you went into, the Gemara is saying now, showing how a merchat really can be dangerous, so you should be diving before you go into a merchat. Afris be'bonei metusei, the bathhouse caved in, and they all fell. Rashi says they fell into some sort of a pit that there was a lot of mayim, very, very deep, and it was very dangerous. And what happened? Is Chayrshla Nisa, a miracle happened. Kam Alamude. He was, Rabbi Abba was somehow left standing on the plank, and everyone else fell into the pit. And what happened? Shaziv Mea Vechad Gavri Vechad Avare. So 101 people grabbed onto his one limb. Rashi says they grabbed on to his arm. So, and what happened? Not just literally that the 100 people were able to grab onto his one arm, but one, let's say, I think Rashi says two people grabbed onto his arm, and then from there, everyone was grabbing onto the legs of someone else. So he was literally holding up 101 people. How amazing, how strong that was. What a miracle. So, Gemara says, Amar Hainu de Ravacha. So when they said, when they heard this story, they said, oh, this is Ravacha is referring to a person who should be saying the tefillahs before he goes in to the bathhouse. Damar Ravacha, the girl takes out the Shem Damar Ravacha. By the way, Hanichnas Lak is Dam Omer, someone who goes in to be makis dam, to bloodlet, which was, again, they thought it was a vague refua. You say the following bracha, Yerotzim l'fanecha, it's tefillah rather. Yerotzim l'fanecha, shem l'kai, shia esek zeh, l'nid refua v'terpa'ini. Shparachu, this should be a good remedy for me, and you'll heal me. Ki kel rofe ne'eman atar refuascha emes. You are the faithful healer, and all these refuas, everything that you give to heal people, that's genuine. L'fisha ein darkan, shem le'adam l'rapos, ela shinahagu. So this is an interesting lashon. The Gemara says that really a person shouldn't be doing anything medical treatment. Rather, they should just be davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara says, is that really true? Bar Abaye, lo lima ein eshachei. A person shouldn't say this, that you should just daven to Hashem and everything miraculous is going to happen. The Tanya Bishmar, but it says, v'rapo yirape, the famous pasuk in Mishpatin that we just learned. You have to pay for the healing. The healing is a doctor. So you have to, you give, we see over here, the person is allowed to go to a doctor, and the person is supposed to give him a treatment. Big Shadow and Ban holds it, that's only Bidiyavid really, that the Gemara is still right. In a perfect ideal society where we really have full Emunah and Kadosh Baruch Hu, you should be only davening from a Kadosh Baruch Hu and not assuming that the treatment is going to be what heals you. I once heard from a Rebbe in Yeshiva that the person always has a headache, let's say Lamashal, person always has a headache, so they always immediately say, I'm going to go take an Advil and feel better, whatever. You should do that, but you should first take a step second and say, Hashem, I have a really bad headache, I'm not going to be able to continue my day, can you please give me a refuah shleima? Then take the Advil. Always like, forget about Hashem, we just assume the medication is going to heal us. Person should always remember Hashem that this point is not supposed to be taken lightly. Continue tomorrow. Kikai Mai Omer. Person stands up. What bracha does he say? From the Makis Dama. Racha Baruch Rofe Chinam. You're the refuah who give me free, you heal me for free. So I wonder, what is that lashon? Like, as opposed to the doctor is charging you $50,000 for that? So the Grat takes out the Gerson and says Baruch Rofe Cholim, which makes a lot more sense. But Rofe Chinam, I guess, an economic, because Baruch the free healer, I don't deserve it maybe, and therefore you're doing it Ki'ilah, it's like for free. Either way, that's what the Gemara says. Here's Gemara now. Nechlas Labes HaKisei Omer. Someone who goes into the bathroom, you say the following tefillah, because there's always malachim who are escorting us. We know this from the Friday night. Shalom aleichem. We always say that bring in the malachim always are escorting you. So you're referring to them, you say the servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tenu kavod Elohei Yisrael. You should give kavod to the God of Israel. Harpo mimeni. So wait, you should stay away from me. Ad she'echnas v'eser etzoni v'avay leichem. I'm going to go to the bathroom and then I'll come back to you because I'm in the bathroom. You don't need the malachim. So already Shulchan Aruch talks about we don't say this nowadays because we who are you gaiva dik to say that you have malachim following all the time. But either that's the Gemara says. Amar Abaye lelimin eshachid. Abaye says a person shouldn't say this because you're telling the angels to leave. Dilma shavki levazer. They're going to leave and not come back. El lema the whole shad about seischem l'shalom. Why that? It's not a problem of that. Elalema Shemruni Shemruni Azuni Azuni. He used to say, guard me and stay with me, help me, help me. Samchuni Samchuni Amtuni Amtunili. You should help me and assist me and then wait for me over here, wait for me over here. Achikanas Veitza Shekin Darkan Shemnei Adam. Until after I have to do bodily functions and wait for me over here. Don't tell them to leave and come back. So the Gemara says, Kinafik, when a person does leave the bathroom, what do you say? So this is a bracha hopefully you're pretty familiar with. Baruch Asher Yatzar Sadam B'Chachba. You say, Gosh Baruch Hu, creating us with wisdom, Var Nekavim Nekavim Chalim Chalulim. You create us many openings, many holes, right? Reference to different parts of our body and how amazing it is that all these different parts of our bodies are working, the function, how amazing it is they're working so well. Gola V'Dil V'Chas V'Vadecha. We know, you know, and it's that what? Im Yifasayach Chad Me'Oy Sisam Echad Mehem. If one of them is to be ruptured, if one of them is going to be blocked, some have the national nurse, even for 1 second we couldn't stand before you, so we thank Hashem Baruch Hu. So Gemara asks, my chasim, how do you end this? Bracha Amar Rav. Rav says, Rofe Cholim. You say, Baruch Rofe Cholim. Amar Shmuel, Kashav Inu L'Abba L'Kuli Alma Ketzirei. Abba is usually a reference to how he said Rav, either that was his name, or it was a kavod, the big shalom shown him. Either way, Rav is making everyone seem like they're sick. What do you say? El Rofe Chol Basar. You rather you say Rofe Chol Basar. Who heals everyone. Rav Sheshes Amar Mafli Lasas. Rav Sheshes says that you say who acts wondrously. So Amar Papa. So how are we going to answer this? Rav Papa is always making shalom. That's why some say that. That's why he's mentioned by the Siyam because he's always making shalom. So here also Hilchos Nemrim Tavayu. Since there's a machlokes, we'll go both We'll do both. Rofe chobasar umafilasos. You'll say barofe chobasar and umafilasos. So therefore we're saying like both amaraim, and we say Akash Baruch Hu, you heal everyone and you're acting wondrously, it's amazing, and we thank Akash Baruch Hu for that. Now the Gemara is going to say the whole list of brachos is from when you go to sleep and then the birchos of shachar. Says the Gemara, nitmas lishon amitaso omer. Someone is going to sleep, you say, omer mishma yisrael ad vayam shema. You'll say from shema until vayam shema. You say after to say the first paragraph. We saw before, that's only if a person is not a tamar chacham. But either way, we all consider ourselves all as not a tamar chacham, someone who's learning all day, every second. So we all say the shema when you go, and I'll pick up, especially very beginning, I'm about saying the Kriyat Shema Lamita. And what else do you say? V'omer baruch hamapil chevle shena aleinu yisnocha v'bayi. You say this bracha, hamapil. And Shneik HaGosh Baruch Hu, who literally, chevle shena is like you're bound by when you're sleeping, and your eyes, and you think of, and you have slumber upon your eyelids. That's literally a translation of Omer le'ishon bas ayin. So HaGosh Baruch Hu is illuminating the pupil of my eye, literally. Yoretz mafanach Hashem l'kaishu tashkevinu l'shalom. Then HaGosh Baruch Hu, that I should go to sleep in peace, v'sein chalki b'sar asecha, v'sar gilin mitzvah, my chelek should be in Torah, and also in mitzvos, v'al ter gilin l'dir avira. HaGosh Baruch Hu, don't make me come to chas v'shalom, and avira v'al tzvinu l'dir. The Gemara points out this whole hemshech is added by the later, by the riff, and the later ge'onim. This isn't the text of Gemara, that's when Ash Nusach Asner doesn't have this whole middle part. Either way, the Nusach Sfard and Sfardim, Eidun HaMizrach, do say this Nusach. Either way, it's a beautiful tefillah. You ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you shouldn't come to a chet or a sin, or you shouldn't be tested and not be embarrassed. V'yeshlo by Yetzer Tov, and my Yetzer Tov should be ruling over myself. And lo Yetzer Ha, not my Yetzer Ha, but tell him be pegram mechalam raim. You ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to rescue me from anything bad happening to you. V'ali v'lun chalmos raim v'rim raim, and you shouldn't have any bad dreams or bad things happen to you. U'sehem itazir shleim alafanecha, and my offspring, I should have many children who are perfect before you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'heri nai penishon amaves, and you should illuminate my eyes, lest I die in the sleep, so I shall be able to wake up tomorrow. Baruch Atah Hashem, Meir Olam Kula B'Chvodo. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you illuminate the whole world with your kavod, with your glory. The Gemara now says, "Kimitzat means Adre Omer." When you wake up, what do you say? The first thing you say is, "Elokai Neshama Shenasata Bi Tohurahi." The whole shaila is why this is not posech b'baruch. The klal isn't samach anything. So the big shaila, some say you should make it next to samach l'asher yatzar. Others say that no, that samach to the hamapil that we're just mentioning here. You went to sleep. The first thing you do when you wake up is elokai neshama. So therefore, since it's really smuch l'chaverta of hamapil, so either way. So what are you saying? Elokai neshama. Elokai should actually make a pause. The basel is elokai, and then a pause. Does not chas v'shalom have in mind that you're that your soul is your god. Rather, elokai and then kama neshama neshatabi. The soul you gave with me is pure. You literally breathe it into me, right? You're going to safeguard it. You're going to eventually take it away from me and bring it back. As long as my neshama is with me, I think of Hashem, you are the master of the world, the master of the God of the neshamos. You restore the souls to the dead bodies. That is the lashon of elokai neshama. Now the Gemara is going to quote the 15 berachos hashachar. We're missing shalos ani goy and shalos ani aved and shalos ani isha. Those three are missing because those are in the Gemara Menachos. Why that they're not necessary? Because they're not part of Seder Yom of waking up. By the way, the Gemara says over here these 15. Kishama tokanaga lema. When your person hears the crow of a rooster, what do you say? Baruch Hashem Nasan Lasechvi or Hanosin Lasechvi. Some give yourselves Lasechvi Vina Lahavkin Bein Yom Veilayla, that you gave the tarnagol, you gave the rooster understanding, distinguished by day and night. Some say that Sechvi means your heart. It means in Arabic, it means that your heart gives you the distinction between night and day. Some say, but the pasha says it means a tarnagol. It means that you gave the rooster ability to know between night, and that gave you the ability to know between day and night. Shaila about all these brachas, by the way, are there brachas Hananin or there brachas Hashavach? Like, how do we quote? The Rambam seems to understand that the brachas hanenin, that you only say it on the hana, that you would say it before you have the nine, and then only when you have the nine can you say bracha, and if not, it's a bracha levatala. So how do we say it not that way? So we hold like the Ran that it's on minag, it's on shevach ha'olam. Every day these new things happen, you don't necessarily have to hear the rooster. The Rambam does hold like that. Taimanim, who follow the Rambam, are very machmed about that. So I even saw that the Orchas Rabinu, quotes the Chazon Ish, was machmed about it. He would like go up to the rooftop, they say, and listen to all of these things. He would only do them as he did them, like the Gemara says. When he opens his eyes, he says, Baruch Bokeach Ivrim. Chash Baruch Hu gives sight to the blind, because now you're able to see. Kitar Tzviyasiv, the whole Shaila. What about a blind person? Does he say this bracha or not? That would be similar to the Machlokas of the Rambam we had before. Kitar Tzviyasiv, Lema, when a person sits up and you get up, what do you say? Baruch Matir Asurim, releases the bound because your body is able to move. Kilavish, when you get dressed, you say, Lema, Baruch Mavish Arumim. You say, Chash Baruch Hu, who clothes the naked. Kizakif, when he stands up, you say, Baruch Zokif Kifufim. Kinachis La'ara, Lema, when you stand up from the floor, you say, Baruch Rokalar Salmaim. spreads the earth upon the waters, I'm now able to walk in it. When he was able to actually start walking, you say, Baruch HaMeisim, you literally form the footsteps of man, I'm able to walk. When he puts on your shoes, you say, Baruch HaSeh Kotarki, to give me every need that I have. When a person puts on his belt, or I think would also some the Ravid assumes that's your underwear, you should say, Baruch HaSeh, who girds Israel with strength. Person who is putting on his head, his kippah or his hat, you'll say lema baruch otei shav tzfarach baruch hu kaiser shav the glory. That's why some to the touch the tefillin shorosh reference to that of otei shav. That's our kumisatif lema. So then we're putting on the tzitzis. What do you say? Baruch hashem kishanu tzvon lisatif but tzitzis. Thank you, baruch hu, for giving us the tzitzis. So there's baruch of tzitzis. Kimanach tefillin adari lema baruch hashem kishanu tzvon lanech tefillin. Arish la baruch hashem kishanu tzvon lanech tefillin. The two tefillin that you say on two brachas that you say on tefillin. A big shayla. The gemara menachos, this famous stira, seems to say only if you talk in between. That's how Rashi understands. The Rif understands. The Rambam understands. However, Rabbi Tamsa, no, this gemara. You do say the bracha on both. This Gemara says that you say bracha on both. That's how we should paskin. When he washes your hands, you say bracha on Netilas Yadayim, and you say the bracha of Netilas Yadayim. Big shayla, how are you only saying the bracha of washing your hands over here and saying all these brachas beforehand? So the Rush quotes, and maybe only for Kriyat Shema Tefillah is the Ikar Din of Netila. Your hands just have to make sure that they're not dirty, you know, otherwise you would be allowed to say bracha even when waking up in the morning. Rabbeinu Yonah has a kasha on the Rambam. Okay, but that's the pashas of what's going on. Kimashi Ape Lema, when you're washing your face, you say Baruch for waking me up. Should make me learn Torah. It's actually a parallel to what you say in Berachas Hamapil. It's a very interesting thing. We say Yitzrina, we say in the plural. The whole thing we said, I think it's based on Magen Avraham, we say the whole thing in plural. Although he's wondering on Magen Avraham, because all the Rishonim had this Nusach of the Yachid, and Magen Avraham comes along and says you should say it plural. Either way, that we do it, the Minhag Olam seems to be everyone says this in plural. I should be graceful. All the people should see my grace in the whole world. Everyone should see me as being great, grace. I should be gracious to other people. And you should bestow upon me kindness. Baruch Atah Hashem Gomel Chasim Tovim Lama Yisrael. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, who gives kindness to the people of Yisrael. We're going to continue to quote the Mishnah. A person has to say something that bad happened, say the bracha as if it was like you would when it's good. We're asked, so what does this mean? What does it mean when you say a bracha for the bad just like it's good? When you say the bracha, the exact same bracha, you'll say atov meitiv is good for me and it does good for others, just like you would when something and something bad happens, you'll also make that bracha. The Gemara says vatsna, that's not true. The Mishnah says albasoros tovos umer atov meitiv albasoros rovs merach dalemes. We say a different bracha. So what does it mean that you have to say the bracha kishem shavarcha latova kishem shavarcha lara kach varcha tova? Just to make a bracha on the bad, you make a bracha on the good. What does this mean? A maravel and nitzrach al kablina mesimcha. You say the bracha on the bad and the things that are bad for you, you have to say it. Simcha Rashi doesn't mean believe shalom. This obviously is what I was saying before. A very deep thing. How is it possible for persons to say this with the same simcha? With the le simcha that you say for bad, or Benioz says maybe because you're getting your aviros taken away in this world, and you should thank Hashem for getting your aviros taken away. Either way, that's what the Gemara says. Because Gemara, Amar Rabbi Acha B'Shem Rabbi Leva. My kra, what's the source for this? You say the bracha the same way with tova and ra. Chesed umishpat ashir al Hashem azamera. So the Gemara says chesed umishpat. So both when it's kindness and also justice, I'm going to sing praise to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Im chesed v'ashira. If I give chesed, I'm still going to sing Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'mishpat. And also if I get justice, also ashira. That's I'm also going to sing to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kedushim now. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmina bar Bahachar. Which one? Hashem al advar. Be'elokim al advar. That Kadosh Baruch Hu. In Hashem, I'm going to praise Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the word of Hashem, I'm going to also praise Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now the Gemara says Hashem al advar is minatov. We know midas yud kevavke. That's rachamim. So then I'm also going to say I'm going to thank Kadosh Baruch Hu. Be'alem al advar zop midas parnas. And Kadosh Baruch Hu. And Lashem elokim though. I'm going to praise Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's a reference usually when things are tough. When it's going to be that's a din, I'm still going to be praising Kadosh Baruch Hu. Tamchar Merhacha, this pasuk. Kos Yeshua, Sav Hashem Elevakra. Pasuk says, I'm going to raise up a cup when I get a Yeshua, when I have a salvation, and I'm going to thank Kadosh Baruch Hu. Tzara V'yogadam Tzav Hashem Elevakra. Also, when I have a tzara, distress, and grief, then I'm going to also call out to Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'anam Merhacha, Hashem Nasan, Hashem Lakach, Yishim Avorach. Some people say this eulogy, that Kadosh Baruch Hu took out, Hashem gave us, then we say we're thankful when Hashem gave us, and also when Hashem takes away, we also thank Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what we're thinking of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, we'll stop for here. For today, Adkan, Shkoch.